This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Here in the U.S., the tech conversation is still about cars, at least in Detroit. The auto show wraps up this weekend. A study out from the University of Michigan this week, though, suggests that fewer people are getting driver's licenses as soon as they are eligible. Meanwhile, car makers are focused on bringing tech into vehicles, also pushing into the idea of car sharing. Susan Shaheen is professor of transportation engineering at the University of California, Berkeley, and she's been studying the long history of car sharing. Susan, do you think part of this is that young people just don't want to spend money on cars?
It is a large expenditure. And, you know, in the absence of having enough money to live independently, you know, having the luxury of owning a car that sits unused 23 out of 24 hours a day is something that I think a lot of younger people have started to move away from.
Can you compare what has happened in the past to what's happening now? Are there similar trends there? Are they different?
Well, sharing has been with us for a long time. In fact, the idea of ride sharing or carpooling came about in the 1940s in response to the war and a desire to save, you know, fuel, to save wear and tear on rubber for tires, believe it or not. But interestingly, the idea of carpooling has declined. What's new and different here with respect to the idea of shared rides is there's this whole new set of services available, including e-hail apps for taxis that enable this type of getting in a vehicle, possibly splitting that ride and splitting that fare with someone else that could be moving us back in the direction of having higher occupancy in vehicles.
Susan Shaheen is a professor of transportation engineering at the University of California, Berkeley. Susan, thank you very much.
You're welcome.